Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from G-Thanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on G-Thanks, visit gthanksjustboughtit.com/episodes. See you there. Hello, and welcome to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It. It's the podcast where we talk about what we just bought, what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss. And as always, I'm joined by my co-host,
Sally Tamarkin.
Hi, Sally.
Caroline, how the hell are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like we haven't talked in a really long time. Is that true?
I think it's recorded. I think it's been like 2 weeks.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Really long time.
Everything's changed.
You know what has changed, actually, what? And I wanted to open the show with this topic. Mm-hmm. The HBO Max app, Real John Max's home app, is now just Max.
The thing that everything in his life has been leading up to.
Exactly. The end game for mm-hmm. the Real John Max is now the Max app, and people hate the Max app. Have you noticed this?
I have seen people talking about it. I personally haven't really noticed how it's different than the app before it. Have you?
Well, I mean, not like in the way that it's like keeping me up at night, but I have noticed some of the things people are complaining about, and this is actually like a really valid complaint. And I did notate all of this to bring to the Real John mm-hmm. Max later during mm-hmm. our Q3 call.
Our check-in.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, like, it doesn't seem to, like, have any information about, like, your watching habits or, like, what you have watched or what you might be interested in that, like, carried over from HBO Max.
Okay, so that's very annoying.
Right? I think so, too. So someone had done a thread that was, like, you know, I didn't realize that the other two, season 3, was out until I saw people talking about it. Because if you go to my Max app, it doesn't say like you might be interested in this, regardless of the fact that I watched both seasons of the other two on my HBO Max app. And so naturally that should be like suggested to me as a thing I might be interested in. And he's like, instead, I'm getting all this true crime, which I never watch. And apparently also it's not holding the places and the shows and the movies when you stop. So if you like exit the app, then you might come back and have to like find your place again.
Wow. Which, that just makes me angry in such a deep way.
At John.
The thing is like, Caroline, as you know.
Yeah.
The Real John Max is always kind of playing 4D chess. And so part of me wonders, did he plan this? And is it going to become clear to us at some point in the future why he's done this?
I have to agree with you that is probably the only explanation I can think of.
It's the only thing I can come up with because this is the Real John Max we're talking about.
It's the Real John Max. Like he would never just not, you know, pay attention to these crucial UX sort of pain points, right? Mm-hmm. So there has to be something that we're missing because, you know, my brain isn't as developed as the Real John Max is. Everyone says
it. No one's is.
And no one is. And so, yeah, there has to be a reason. What part of Waiting for Guffman? That is, it's like Corky knows and one day Sheila, Ron and Dr. Pearl will know. It's that, but the Real John Max.
But the Real John Max. Yeah, I know. I've noticed people talking about it and I think they're not really giving him enough credit. They probably haven't read all of his books, and that's why they don't understand that this is probably a strategic maneuver. But I look forward to learning what the purpose was, which I assume will be sometime soon.
I do too. And I do think I'm kind of understanding now how the Elon Musk apologists of the world feel. You know, yeah, he bought Twitter, and right off the bat, Twitter is now a horrible experience from a user perspective. It was always a horrible experience from just being there, but like from actual, you know, the function of the site.
Usability,
But you're right, you know, but 4D chess, that's a great point. You bring up 4D chess, and it's like you can't ignore 4D chess.
I mean, we're talking about the real John Max here.
I know. And he has a plan.
He always does. He has a plan for us all.
When there is a will, John Max says there is a way. So we're gonna find out what happens.
We'll just be patient.
We have to be patient. Yeah. You know, and in time, when it's time for us to know, we will know. I feel solid in that.
It's like I overheard someone telling the person they were on a date with last night, everything happens for a reason.
And that is so true.
I've never like thought about it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is.
But
so
when
true.
You think about it, yeah,
everything really does happen for a reason.
It's so true. And that is really it. I'm honestly rendered speechless right now.
We can probably just end this episode right here.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening. Goodbye.
I just noticed your display name. That's amazing.
Oh yeah, Caroline, the real John Max Moss.
Yeah.
All right, Sally. Rosie Beam, I don't know if you follow Rosie on Instagram. Mm-mm. She is wonderful. She did a video the other day that was like all of the stuff that's just hanging out in her Amazon cart. Yeah. She is just like, here's all this stuff that is just like sitting there. You know, I moved it to save for later. And now here's all the stuff that's there. And I thought, well, that's exactly how I operate. Like, I just described my cart to you as a graveyard of former desire, right? Mm-hmm. It's stuff I added to my cart, but then when it came time to actually check out, I saved it for later. I want to show you what's in my Amazon cart, and I want you to show me what's in your Amazon cart.
I'm so excited. This is like a major step in our friendship too, because I feel like this is intimacy beyond what normally comes up, even among lifelong best friends.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's a very show me yours, I'll show you mine. Mm-hmm. And we can never come back from
this.
We
can't.
And
no, we know that. We're crossing a Rubicon and we're doing it live on air.
Exactly. Right. And there's no, right. Exactly. Ain't
and
no
everyone's listening
now.
Right now. Okay. Yeah.
When we talked about doing this for an episode, you were like, well, I don't use my Amazon cart that way.
Yeah. No, wait, hold on. There's cart and there's saved for later, right? Are those two different things?
No, saved for later is technically the cart.
Okay, so that's what you're talking about. Okay, so my answer remains the same, yes. And I know it was a shocking answer.
It is a shocking answer just because it's like, do you not want, you know, do you buy everything when you want it and you save nothing for later? Like, what is your Amazon strat? I gotta know.
I do think that, and this sometimes comes up when we're trying to plan for episodes, because I do tend to just like when I want a thing, I buy it rather than like plan it. So I feel like there have been times in the past where, you know, you've been like, what do you have your eye on or what are you planning on getting? I'm like, oh, I don't have any plans. I've already gotten it. I think that's why. I don't think I like save things. I think I just get them.
Okay. That's fine. That's totally fine.
There are some things that like when I looked in my Amazon app, I was like, okay, there are four things in there. And I don't even know how they got in there because I don't think I saved them for later.
Interesting.
I sound like a boomer right now. I'm like, I don't
know. You kind of do.
Someone wrote on your Facebook wall and from my account, but it wasn't me. And I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, thanks for writing happy birthday on my wall. I appreciate that. Wait, so, but do you and Andrea share an Amazon account?
No, we have separate Amazon accounts and we did try to just use one, but then what happened was if one of us was trying to get something for the other person as a surprise,
I know,
we couldn't do it. It so now really, we have separate.
It really, that is a big hindrance for that.
Yeah.
So you have four things in your cart right now. Right now it says I have like 376 things saved for later.
Are you serious?
But I'm never going to go back. I never go back and like cull it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I'm ever going to buy any of this stuff. It's just like I didn't buy it at the time. So there's two options, to delete it from your cart or to just save it for later. So I always just pick save it for later. But it's not like I have plans to purchase 376 things. It's just, it truly is, like I said, a graveyard of desire. Like, oh, I'm like looking at something right now. I'm like, okay, I remember when I thought maybe I would purchase this.
When?
And I didn't. And now it just sits there.
Can you see how far back it goes? Or do you remember?
I'm scrolling as far as, I'm just looking to see kind of what phase we're in. I mean, we're all the way back to, let's see. I'm looking. We're all the way back to the holidays for me. So we're talking 6 months. Now we're in summer, and I can tell because there's like dresses.
Oh, like summer 2022.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It goes back. It's like a little time capsule.
If you've never removed it from your cart and the item is still available to purchase, yeah, you can. That's it. It's just going to be there. It's a time capsule. That, yeah, exactly. Then that's kind of interesting to think about.
Yeah, it's cool because you can see kind of what you were like into. I sometimes will like, I think what happens is I add something to my cart and I'm like, I want to remember that this is a thing. And then I come back to it later and I decide I don't want it. And I delete it. I think I don't like save it is the thing, but I do get the thing of like keeping something in your cart to like remind yourself to come back to it or whatever.
So tell me, with the four things that are in your cart saved for later, what are they? What's the deal?
I feel like you should go first and tell us all 376 things. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you're right. This is a special 9-hour episode of Two Things Just Bought It.
Okay. Here are the four things. Okay. One is the Ongo rapid COVID test. Do you know that brand? It's like the one that's like millennial branded.
I don't, but I'm going to look it up right now. Oh, so you got like a the wing for COVID tests?
Yeah, it's basically that. Hold on, I'm going to send you.
Okay, I'm looking at right now. Okay, cool.
Do you know what I mean? You see what I mean, right? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I have a Yeti Rambler 12-ounce kids bottle with straw cap in navy.
Tell me more about why you didn't buy it at the time.
Well,
what led you to search for it? Why the kids?
So here's the thing. Water bottles are like, can I just have 12 ounces of water? I don't need 18, 24, 30, whatever people are out here doing.
Yeah.
It's too much water. It's too big to carry. It's too heavy. Like, yeah. I don't need to be that hydrated. So as I was looking around for water bottles, I was like, I think I just need to get a kid's one because those are the ones that come in 12 ounces, which is to me a reasonable amount of liquid. Any more than that is not reasonable. That's a grande amount of liquid.
I think that's right.
But the thing that's funny about this is like I actually bought this in a different color. And so I actually am not sure why. Maybe I was like choosing between colors or something. I'm not even sure why this is in my cart because I bought it and I highly recommend the Yeti Rambler Jr. if you want a 12-ounce water bottle. Yeah, it's great. A grande water bottle.
What color did you get and what color is the one that's in your cart?
I just realized that I think actually grande is 16 ounces. I think tall is 12 ounces. So this is a tall. Well,
if you're me though, when I order a grande,
yeah.
Like if I'm ordering a grande at the coffee place, I actually ask for room, like a lot of room. So to me, like 12 ounces is a grande.
It's like a tall amount in a grande cup.
Because I don't want it spilling out of my cup.
I often order a size up because I'm a bit of a spiller. What did you just ask me, Caroline?
What color did you get and what color did you leave behind?
I left behind navy and I got every now and again I do a thing where I decide that because I almost always choose the darkest, plainest color,
yep.
I'm going to get something brighter and then I always regret it. But I test it like once a year. And this was a time where I tested it and I regret the color. I got it in reef blue, which is like just a light, bright blue. And I do wish I had gotten it in navy. But
interesting.
What can you
do? I'm looking at the reef blue art right now. It looks really nice.
It's nice. It's really pretty. But like
it's just not you.
It's not me. I don't want to look at a bright blue,
yeah,
light blue. Give me a dark color. I wish if it came in black, I would have gotten it in black
I mean, we had this conversation about your Mocha Master, you know, regrets. Right.
Yes, getting a color and then regretting it. And I just need to learn. The Mocha Master, that was like a $300 mistake. This was only, I think this was like $15 or something like that.
Okay. And yet, but yet you still didn't learn, you know?
Still didn't learn. And I never will. Once a year, I'm going to buy something very colorful and then regret it. And that's just going to be how it has to be.
Honestly, that's how I feel when I buy colorful clothing. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is a beautiful green sweater. And then I'm like, why do I own a green sweater?
Why do I own a green? I've done that as well. Yeah. I don't
black
know.
Black and beige only.
Yeah. For me, it's like a your dark grays, your blacks, the occasional navy.
Navy, yep.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's the second thing. And then I have a pair that I might have actually heard about these from you or G Thanks or in the Facebook group. And these were actually something I was going to get for a friend. I think I can say this. I don't think they listen to this. And so if I decide to get it for them, they'll still be surprised who's pregnant. And I thought this would be very comfortable. These are the Cushionaire Cloud Slides.
Oh yeah. That's a big G Thanks rack.
So I saved them thinking I might get them. I'm putting together a care package for her. But the reason I didn't get them is because I wasn't totally sure what size she would wear. And also I felt like, I was like, is this a weird gift for a friend to get? And so I didn't, but they just seemed really comfy. And I feel like when you're pregnant, one thing you hear about pregnancy is that it can be uncomfortable. Especially
that is one
like
thing you hear.
Standing. And so I thought this would be like a cool gift for like a pregnant person, but I didn't commit.
I think that's a great idea. Is this person still pregnant?
Yeah.
I would say go for it.
Yeah, you think?
I do. Those things are so comfortable. And it's come up a few times in the Facebook group before, but like the idea of having shoes that you don't have to, that you can just slip on is apparently very important when you're holding a newborn baby because you can't like bend over and or if you're coming off of like, you know, the trauma of delivery.
Totally.
You know, just you want to just be able to sort of shove your feet in. And they also are very like kind of wide and comfy. And so
they look really comfy.
They are very comfy. I mean, I have them for the hot tub, like in and out of the house.
Okay.
And it's the non-pregnant like pregnancy version. But, you know, your feet change during pregnancy. Like, these are wide. They're, like, forgiving in that way where it's, like, you don't feel tight. They're not uncomfortable. You don't have to break them in.
Yeah.
I think it's a great gift. And they're, like, inexpensive.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was thinking. So maybe I'll go through with it. So maybe that's good that I saved that.
I agree.
The last thing I saved is a book called The Wizard's Butler, Book One.
Tell me more.
And it's a – I saved the Kindle version, I think because it's free with Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah.
I don't remember what led me. I'll often go on like tell me a book to read hunts where I look at the books subreddit, the audiobook subreddit, and the suggest me a book subreddit. And I'll sometimes just go on binges. And what I usually do is I write stuff down in my notes app. Or I search for it in my library app and I like put a hold on it. In this case, I did that, but on Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't remember how or why this was recommended, but I just before we started recording, I clicked on it and started reading a sample and hated it with a passion. And so I'm definitely not gonna get it. But I'm glad that I saved it and didn't just buy it for $0 for Kindle Unlimited because
– What is the gist? What can I ask why you what happened when you started reading it? What did you not like about it?
It's like funny, and whenever authors try to be funny, like fiction authors, the main character who's the narrator is funny, I find it really grating and annoying. And that's
because
what happened here.
Because you're the funny one.
I don't want there to be another funny protagonist.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
And also I don't even know what genre this is, but it's an annoying genre. So I shan't be buying this. Sorry to anyone who is a Wizard's Butler head.
Sorry to the author of Wizard's Butler who definitely listens.
Who's probably a listener. I'm sorry, Nathan Lowell. I bet you're a great person. I'm just not that into the first two pages of your book. Yeah.
It's not that funny. Okay, that's a good. Is it the author that is writing with humor, or did the author write a funny character that
I think it's,
thought
it's the
they
latter.
Were funny?
Okay. I think it's the latter. And I just don't – I don't like the – it's just, like, not funny to me. And there's nothing worse than someone trying to be funny who's, like, not funny. It feels really embarrassing to me.
I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah. So no dice on the wizard's butler. You know what? I'm going to delete this right now.
Okay. So I was just going to say, of the four things in your cart, can we cull it down even further?
Oh, I think I can get rid of the navy water bottle because I have it in another color.
Okay. And you don't think you're returning?
No. I've had it for like months, so I'm not going to. I'm going to keep the cloud slides because I might get those. And let me tell you something. I'm going to keep the rapid test because I get them regularly. Like, we're still out here testing before seeing people. So those, I mean, that to me is kind of like evergreen.
Now, why do you like the Ongo more than the, like, I'm a Binax girly, you know?
I like a Binax. The reason I like Ongo is because they, first of all, you can get them in like 12 packs at like a discount.
That's all you need to tell me.
Which is great. The other thing is that there was a time when it was like a little bit harder to get rapid tests, I was always able to get these. And then you know, when you get used to a rapid test, because everyone's different, it's like you got to read the instructions. It's like, am I dipping a thing? Am I stirring a thing? Is it 10 minutes? Is it 15 minutes? It's like, I don't want to like learn a whole new system every time. So the fact that, you know, the fact that you can get these in bulk is kind of what made the decision for me.
It's like wherever you started, right? It's like whatever you learned on. Like I learned to swab my nose with a Binax and I can't deviate.
I think Binax would probably be my second choice because I too started out with a Binax.
I don't like the other one.
A special place in my heart. There's one where you like dip a strip.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is not in God's plan for me and COVID tests.
No, I always felt like I was doing that wrong.
I certainly have done it wrong many times.
So we're keeping COVID tests. We're keeping the slides because you might purchase them. We're getting rid of the Navy Yeti Kids Rambler, and we're getting rid of the Wizard's Butler.
Yeah, I mean, if I ever decide that I could use another like 12-ounce sippy cup because
you'd
that's
go
kind
back
of
to it.
What it is, I would get it in Navy. It's a handsome color, but I think for now one is fine.
Okay, great.
That's where I'm at.
Okay, I really like that. Your experience of cart is different than mine, which is famously what makes the world go round.
Exactly.
But mine is chaos.
I can't wait to hear. I mean, opposites attract. This is probably why we're so connected. It's our cart
behavior. It's so true.
How are you going to – I mean, are you going to tell us all 376? Like, what's the plan?
I wish I could, but I think I'm going to go through phases because you can very clearly see like where my head – this is not – it's not as random as 376 items in an Amazon cart might sound because there's themes to different chunks of item tree. So the first thing I want to start with is that I do not know how to delete anything from my Amazon Fresh cart, which is different than your cart from Amazon like shopping.
I feel like whoever designed that
was the real John Max
is the one who did adjacent. The Max app because it is like the worst user experience. I think trying to do Whole Foods through the Amazon app or Fresh, it's really hard to figure out how to do, and it's really hard to figure out how to undo. Terrible user experience. Get it
terrible
together.
Terrible user experience. Get it together, Jeff
Frank,
Bezos. Like
Frank
what the
Foods. Oh right,
Frank Foods. Frank. Well, Jeff Bezos, but Frank Foods works for him.
He does.
So it's like get it together.
Yeah.
So I have had this. I mean, at this point, it is my emotional support Amazon Fresh cart.
Sure.
I have had this cart since like March 2020. Like this was like before I realized that Instacart would be a better option for me for grocery delivery. Mm-hmm. I had done. I made an Amazon Fresh cart, and it was one of those things. Do you remember? Well, do we all remember the traumatizing time of our lives when we went through the beginning of a pandemic where you couldn't get, like, if you wanted grocery delivery, like, you'd have to sign up on at like the exact time they were opening slots, and then you would have to wait and see. So,
I'm nodding, by the way, which is not good for radio. Yes, I do remember.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm like, yes. Okay.
I'm giving you nothing.
The Amazon, so Instacart had like a week's wait. And so I went on Amazon Fresh and I filled a cart. And every time I get into my cart on Amazon, like 3+ years later, it's always like, oh, like this macaroni salad has changed prices. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I bet it's been in my cart for 3 years. Like I've watched the state of the economy like ebb and flow within
just
the
your Amazon
price
cart.
Tag of this macaroni salad.
That's
like
incredible.
Literally, it is very funny. So it's just that when I open my Amazon cart at the very top, it's like, you know, macaroni salad. Okay, one of my toxic traits is that I'm a big macaroni salad head. Like
interesting.
Classic.
Okay.
I just love it. I don't know why. I love pasta salad, but I feel like right now it's all about like elevated pasta salad. I want pasta salad from the basement. No elevation needed. I love like the
just
mayo
shopping,
macaroni.
Yeah, just like straight up like you get it at the grocery store.
Yes.
It comes in a plastic thing. You know,
yep.
I'm not really a mayo person, and so
okay.
A lot of those salads I just don't really fuck with.
Yep.
But it is an entire genre, and I appreciate the fact that that's like your jam.
I love it. And now like I say hi to my little Mac salad every time I go into my Amazon cart.
Your emotional support macaroni salad.
My emotional support macaroni salad that's been there since March 2020. So you can track stages, phases, habits, dreams, hopes, wishes, desires from this Amazon cart. So like
sure.
Right now I'm looking at right around the time I got Lottie. So
okay.
We're seeing lots of dog stuff. So this is now, we're now almost 2 years. Like
okay.
This is from this is over two.
3 years,
ago.
Yeah.
So Lottie came home January 2021. So now
okay.
It's been over 2 years. So this is all stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
That's
yeah.
been in my cart for over 2 years. So we're looking at like just the things that were recommended like in the many, you know, dog forums. So we're talking about like the snug. Do you know what a snuggle puppy is?
No, but it sounds really cute.
It's very cute. It's a stuffed animal dog and it
okay.
has a little battery kind of operated tiny little heart that like has a heartbeat and it tucks into the dog like kind of, and you put it next to your puppy while they're sleeping and it's supposed to sort of remind them of their mother's heartbeat and their
oh my God.
And their litter mates because you know
so
they're sleeping
precious.
It's so cute. We did get one for Lottie. She didn't give a shit about it, so
no, she's
that
like
was
fuck
great.
This
yeah she's like I don't really need my mom or my litter mates, leave me alone. So you know there's that. There is the baby shusher is in my cart. Moms,
shusher.
Dads out there might know what the baby shusher is. So this was recommended to me when I got Lottie. It is essentially like it's not a white noise machine because it doesn't make white noise.
Okay.
It's a human, it's a sound machine that has rhythmic human voice shushing. So when the baby cries, it goes like shh,
oh, interesting.
But it's like a little machine that does it so you don't have to do it.
That's very I'm feeling very Black Mirror about that, but okay. Is that for
people
Lottie?
It was for Lottie. People were
okay.
like, it worked wonders on my child. So, you know, like what makes your dog so special? And I was like, fair question. So people love this thing. Sally, it has almost 20,000 reviews and it's rated at 4.5 stars, which
oh my God.
Is pretty incredible. And it's one of those like cult parent products, like Sophie the Giraffe. Not sure if you're familiar with her work.
I'm not.
Or but- yeah, it's just like there's things that like all parents know about. And I feel like
mm-hmm.
the baby shusher is up there.
Is it so that like you can shush your baby when you're not there, or so that like your baby can be shushed when you're not there?
It's yeah, it's not as like a it's more like a soothing
okay
thing.
it's to comfort them, not to
it's
like
to comfort
them
without I think introducing your like body into it, because if you're like sleep training your baby
right okay.
the point is that you leave them to cry
mm-hmm.
but the baby shusher, it might be just like a little extra layer of comfort. And you know, technically you do kind of have to do the same thing with a dog. Like when you're crate training, you just have to let them cry it out. And so someone recommended this. I didn't do it because we have a white noise machine and Lottie could not be crate trained.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh. No, she, they would be like, oh, don't worry. Like they cry for like 20 minutes and then they get so tired. They put themselves back to sleep. Lottie would cry for like 8 hours.
Oh, like, Lottie.
She could not. So finally we were like, finally, our solution was we got a bigger bed because then we were like, well, she can just sleep in the bed. So
that's like the kind of pet owner we are. We try the thing to make the cats bend to our will. And when it doesn't work, we organize our entire lives around
them. Exactly. It's totally true.
Well, we gave it the old college try.
We did give it the old college. I would even say we gave it the grad school try.
The grad school try,
It did not work. So there's the baby shusher. Then, you know, we get into a place of arts and crafts. You know, I'm seeing right now in my Amazon cart when I went through my resin phase. And
resin?
I was,
what is that? I don't know what that means.
You know, resin. It's like clear and hard and you can like put things in it. And you can make so like
crafty, a crafty.
Crafty.
Moment.
Okay. But like, I have never been able to just make like one thing. You know what I mean? If I'm going to like do a resin project, then I need to buy like $1,000 worth of resin crafts. I mean, there's all these molds you can get. And so I kind of just got lost in a sea of resin accoutrement and added it all to cart, knowing that I probably wouldn't buy it, but I wanted to kind of keep it all together.
Sure.
But
you
like,
did all the research on like what you would need. You don't want to like lose all that knowledge, so you just put
exactly
it in the
cart. Right. As a resin stress, I did feel like I didn't want to lose that. I did buy a lot of stuff, and I spent a lot of the summer of 2021 doing resin projects.
No shit, I didn't realize that.
You know, it didn't hold my attention as much as I wanted it to.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of pressure to take up a hobby for the rest of your life. I feel like hobbies can be for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And, you know, they do say that.
They do.
You know, my friend Jen, a really long time ago, like when cameras and phones were still a new thing, was telling me that sometimes when she wants something to buy, when she wants to buy something, but she feels like she shouldn't spend the money right now, she would, she's like, I just take a picture of it with my phone. And then I sometimes discover that just being able to look at the item on my camera roll fulfills the need and I don't have to like buy it. And I sort of, and I sort of feel like what you're doing, the way you use your cart is a similar thing. It's like, it's almost like a test.
There's literal science behind like, sometimes they say like adding something to cart gives you the same dopamine rush as like purchasing it.
I can totally see that. That's amazing. Yeah. Maybe I should become much more of a cart person.
It's, you know, it's kind of fun. If you use your cart as just like a wish list, I know that Amazon has its own wish list function. I just can't be bothered to click another button.
I don't use it. So, either.
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it's like if there's no risk of like when you add it to cart, I'm like going to accidentally check out, then like I just add everything to cart.
Right. Totally.
I don't usually go back and visit it, but I did add it to cart. I found a Zojirushi stainless steel mug in my cart. I don't know what phase I was going through then. Probably like, oh, maybe so like I'll a, like make a soup, put it in a mug.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You know, these were dark times. You know, this was
we were adding all kinds of things. We were trying all kinds of hobbies between 2020 and 2022.
I've gotten to a place in my Amazon cart where I was doing a lot of research for stocking stuffers for G-Thanks. And before I put them in a gift guide, I put them all in my cart because I wanted to read reviews. I wanted to buy some of the stuff and try it just if that was necessary. And one of the things that I'm looking at that I never put on a list, but now I'm like, should I try it for this holiday season, is the colon cleaner hot sauce. Which, do with that name what you will.
My jaw is hanging open. That is incredibly unappealing to me.
Yeah. Okay. So like,
I'm not really a hot sauce head. Maybe if, when I say I'm not really, I mean spicy things hospitalize me. So like, I'm really not, but like, I just don't think, do you remember that episode of Mad Men where Don Draper is like, no one wants to think about a mouse in a hotel because someone pitches an ad and has a mouse. And I sort of feel like no one wants to think about colons when it comes to food is how I feel about that.
Is so true, with one exception.
Yes, tell me.
This is what we would call – this is what I would put into the category of like man food.
Okay.
Like epic bacon man food.
Epic and bacon man food. Okay, that makes sense. I can see that.
Not because I believe in it, but it's because this is how it's marketed. Yeah. So like the colon cleaner hot sauce is in what looks like an old-timey whiskey bottle, right?
Oh,
it has a picture of like a, you know, a presidential looking man on the front. And it's like, yeah, my husband, he's big and strong, and he's going to shit his brains out after he eats his hot sauce.
This we're recording this on Father's Day, and I feel like that would also be a good Father's Day gift for the right kind of dad.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And if you're listening to this post Father's Day and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot my dad, get him the colon cleaner hot sauce. Now, you know why I know this is this is under the category of man food? And this is honestly, Sally, one of my favorite parts of using Amazon like this is that like you can get lost in places you were never going to find.
That's very
like,
true.
So frequently bought together with the colon cleaner hot sauce is Bunster's Shit the Bed 12 out of 10 hot sauce and Steve-O from Jackass, Steve-O's hot sauce for your butthole. So like this is a theme.
This is its own like cottage industry.
It is. And I think it's doing really well, which like, you know, maybe we're wrong, but we have never been wrong.
We've never been wrong. This might be there's a first time for everything. Maybe this is the inaugural time that we're just wrong.
Yeah. I mean, okay, timestamp.
This is the last thing I'd ever want to be wrong about. But, you know, listen, if you're one of these people who wants their spicy stuff to
rip open your butt.
Yeah, to be like, if you want the branding to be about the ways in which your digestive system is going to react and then thrown in with some toilet humor thrown in, then far be it from me to talk you out of it.
No judgment from me. And there are some people that like, again, same. I'm not a big hot sauce head. But it does seem to be a branding choice.
If you were, do you think that you would be the kind of person who wants the shit your brains out hot sauce?
Hard to say. And I say that honestly.
You say that honestly?
It's hard to
say. So I'm in awe of the honesty that you bring to this. You just show up with your whole authentic self.
I do try. I try my best. You know, it's hard to say. Like, I love a good episode of Hot Ones, right?
Oh, right.
So,
yeah.
It's really hard to say. I was watching some YouTube video. Oh, you know what it was? It was Recess Therapy, which I was talking to you about in a recent episode. The guy who goes into the parks and like asks kids for advice and stuff. Kids say that artists sense. But they did like a little kind of mini sort of Hot Ones episode with a kid who claimed that it no matter how hot, like it she like can't taste it.
Oh.
And they put her to the test with like ghost pepper hot sauce, and she literally picked up the little condiment cup of it and like took a shot and like felt nothing.
So
and he was like crying.
So her colon would not be cleaned by
her colon would need to be cleaned. It doesn't seem that this moves the needle either way. I know.
That's fascinating.
Fascinating.
Science should study her. First Hot Ones should study her and then science should. And I guess it's kind of one and the same.
I know. Well, the scientists of our time, the Hot Ones producers.
Yeah.
So that took me on a whole, there's a whole, you know, era of my cart of just weirdly boy branded condiments.
Now, am I right that like your cart has stuff that maybe you wouldn't be buying personally, but that you're researching for G-Thanks?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So your
business cart.
Oh, okay. 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 Gotcha.
Oh, no. I mean, it's a me cart too, but I would say that like there, you can see where there's G-Thanks.
I gotcha. Okay.
Chapters for sure. But yeah, my algorithm is like all off.
Okay.
I wouldn't even call what I get and to be any sort of response. It's a mess.
Yeah. Fair.
So yeah, so we're still on the stocking stuffers, and I think this was for like 2021 or 2020. Yeah, end of 2021 holidays. So then we get into the era of all of the different, this is actually kind of my favorite, and I feel like this is something you'd be into too. The AirPods cases that look like Cup of Noodles, like, or products. Gatorade.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Rachel Wilkerson Miller, yes, friend of the pod and friend of ours, has one. I'll have to ask her.
I think she has like the Tide one.
Tide,
maybe.
Right?
Does that sound right? Yeah.
It does sound right to me. But there's candy, there's Starbucks, there's one that looks like a chicken nugget, there's a little purse, there's
those
a basketball.
So I love that.
Do you have, I know that you have AirPods because I purchased them for you when you couldn't get them at your Target and I sent them to you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What kind of case are you working with?
So I do have a case. I wish I had my AirPods on me because I could show you. Let me see if I got them on Amazon. My case on Amazon. Yeah, I did. So this case, I feel it. You, did you watch the most, or have you watched any White Lotus?
Yep, both.
Okay. I feel like this case is what Jennifer Coolidge's character would have for her AirPods if she had them.
Oh, she's the same character in both seasons, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
So I just chatted you the link.
Let me see. Okay, 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 okay. The link is here.
Tell me what it should, because there's a, this, I just realized there's a lot of, is it, are you seeing the plated crack marble?
Yes.
Color? That's what
it's very like gemstones and
pastel,
like metallic
Miami
Art Basel.
Yeah.
Sally, I have to say,
yeah,
this does not strike me as a very you choice.
I know. I
where did this come from? Tell me a little bit about this, how we got here.
I really, really like pinks and purples and blues, like all those vaporwave colors.
Yep.
And I loved the way it looked. I thought it was like colorful and fun and cool. And I do better with, like, you know, I was just talking about how I don't like a bright color, but these colors are sort of like soft.
They are.
Do you know what I mean?
They're like a, I wouldn't say pastel, but I would say like a muted.
Yeah.
Like a muted version of like a bright, what are words? Like, yes, I get what you're saying.
And I just really liked the way it looked. And I was like, this isn't exactly me, but I think it's really fun. And it's like, actually, I was going to say, if they made Mocha Master in this, I wouldn't get it because it would be too much, but I actually
would. Yeah.
But like,
I would say,
like,
you should.
It's just like a pop of color, you know, because it's so small. And I don't know. It's just like, it's kind of nice to look on my, I'm really contradicting myself because I just went on this whole thing about how I don't like colors, but I do love looking at this case. Like when I see it, I'm like, that's a dope case. Like just lying around the house.
It's really cool. And it also is like easy to find, you know, I've got a neon pink case for my AirPods for that exact reason, just because it's like, I don't love color, but like, I also believe color is sometimes a necessity.
You do, especially for the AirPods case,
yeah,
which
you can't have a black AirPods
twice a day.
Case. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. That makes sense to me. Yeah. So like that was all part of the,
for women
stocking
and girls
stuffer.
Is in the,
and for
is
women
in
and
the
girls.
Product description of this. I just
not
noticed.
To be confused with colon cleaner hot sauce, which is definitely
for boys and men.
Boys and men. There are a few AirPod cases that I think are very cute. There's one that's a Tostitos salsa jar.
Ooh, I love that.
And there is one that's Takis, which I really think
Takis.
Is funny.
What's that? Will you send me a link? I want to look at these.
Yes. So let's see. The Takis. Here is a link. And then So that, you know, that leads me down another rabbit hole.
Oh my God, this is so cute.
It's so cute. This is full disclosure. Doing the stocking stuffer gift guide is like my favorite one.
Oh my God, a bubble tape one.
I know. There's some really, really cute ones. Like they're really, there's, you can, and you can get really lost.
Man, I knew about like a couple of these. Like I knew about Rachel's, like, you know, like the Tide ones. Yep. But I haven't seen, I didn't realize there were all these different ones. This is a whole thing.
It's a whole thing, and you'll get really lost there. Then we enter my, like, maybe I'll go outside era.
Interesting.
Where I had, I actually bought this for somebody, and I really recommend it. Have you heard of the Click portable chair?
No.
As a person of small experience, I think this actually would be really great for you because it, like, is kind of... not cumbersome. It's like the opposite of cumbersome, but it like can't be for everybody. You know what I mean?
Oh, which I see what you're saying.
I don't love that about that, but like the concept is really interesting. So here, I just sent you a link. So basically what it is a water, it's a water bottle sized chair.
Oh my God.
Where you, it like collapses and then you kind of just like flip it open and then it becomes a chair that you sit in.
Wait,
it sets up in 5 seconds. I know this is actually a very Sally thing.
It really is.
And this has been sitting in my, it's okay. So they say it supports up to 300 pounds, which is actually pretty inclusive in terms of weight limits, because a lot of times it's like, it supports up to 220 pounds. And I'm like, that's not much. But it's a tripod. No, it has 4 legs, but it's just like
a quad pod.
It's a quad pod. It's just not, there's not enough butt room. And as someone with big butt experience, there's not a ton of butt room here.
I mean, that's the thing is like, it's good that the weight limit is like as high as it is, because like you're saying, relatively speaking, that is going to be more inclusive for more people. But it still needs to like,
from a comfort
size
level
and contours, it has to be able to like also fit you.
It has to be able to hold a butt. Yeah. And sometimes my butt can't be held, you know, and that everyone always says that. But it is, I think this is a thing for you.
Handy. It's maybe even just, handy dandy.
Handy dandy for sure. Like in the back of your car, just to have it.
Yeah.
But also just to throw in a tote bag and like head to the park. And if you were like, I don't know, you're still I know that you still like kind of prioritize like an outdoor hang above all.
Mm-hmm. I do love an outdoor hang.
And like, you know, bring BYO your own seating, BYO chair. So there was that thing. And then there was like a moment, you know, sometimes when I just like get into a brain space where I'm like, I'm never going to buy this thing or do what I'm thinking about, but like, what would I need in order to do it? I have a whole bunch of stuff in my cart from, I'm scrolling back to 2020 when I was like, what if Dan and I outfitted our car to be like travelable. Like, could we put a mattress in the back? You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
What if we wanted to drive back to New York without like coming in contact with anyone? Like, this is kind of in the throes of like mid-April 2020.
Totally.
Like, where you're like
– scariest time of the pandemic.
The scariest time. But – and also feeling like we just moved here and like I want to go home and like how could I safely get home? And just like kind of playing around with that.
Yeah. So,
and honestly, that barely scratches the surface of everything I have here. But you can imagine, you know, what else
I would lives love in this car. I mean, I'm sure it's all really cool. Will you just tell us like one thing?
One more thing?
Yeah, like from this, if your personality was live in my car.
Oh, sure. So there is a blow up. Hold on, I just scrolled past it, but I will find it again. It's like a blow up mattress that – you can – hold on, let's see if I'm remembering correctly. It is for specific cars. So you can actually kind of get the make and model of your car, and then you'll be able to tell from this car mattress whether it'll actually fit in the back seat. So you're not using like an actual air mattress that you would get if you had like a guest staying over. There are car – mattresses. So this is, I'm going to send you this. This is the one that I was most tickled by. I don't know because of like how many, this is for like more of an SUV, which we didn't have, but for the purposes of this experiment and exercise, I'll send this to you. So look at look at this, and we'll put the link in the in the show notes. It's an air mattress inflatable bed for SUV car. So basically, you don't even have to put the back seats down, so you still get your trunk space. And then it is like a multiple piece mattress set where there's like a blow up thing that goes in between the front two seats and where the person in the back seat's legs are to sort of like flatten out that entire area. Then there's a mattress that goes on top of that. Then there's bolsters that go against the door and against the front seats so that you're not rolling into like the hard surfaces of your car. And I was really like ready to put this in my car and go back to New York.
I'm like really
it didn't make sense, but like, I know it just feels like a you thing too.
It totally does. Yeah. I mean, I love a road trip. I'm wondering if like it would be possible in our, we have a Honda Civic and I just don't know if there's like room for something like this, but if we had like an SUV, I would absolutely 100% be getting involved with this. Yeah.
Even if like you wanted to do that road trip and you just rented an SUV, then you could like get all of this stuff to outfit it. Right. Like, I don't know. I got lost on YouTube the other day looking for something. And what I ended up stumbling across was a guy who bought like a 1996 Honda Odyssey in 2015 and then made it like a van life van.
Oh, hashtag van life. Yeah.
Hashtag van life. And I was like, man, I don't have the patience or the skill to do it, but there is something to me. There's a part of me that clearly finds this very appealing.
Yeah. No shit. I mean,
I also love accessories.
That's the thing is like sometimes someone that there's a product that's like so ingenious and that feels like it could make a thing you like even more enjoyable. That you're like, why am I not doing this? This is though, I feel like this becomes your personality. Like you become a person who like travels around and sleeps in their car, which is great, which is cool. But I feel like if that's not who you are, how much use are you really going to get out of it? You know,
that's the thing is like, you get all of the stuff and then you do it once.
You're right. Exactly.
And then where do you put all this stuff? And
that's why it's good for your cart and maybe less good for your
For my life. Right. Exactly. It'll live in my cart. You know, this cart almost serves as like a diary.
Feels that way.
Of like past lives of myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can totally track like where you were, especially like over the course of the pandemic. I feel like a lot of people were riding very similar
mental,
like emotional waves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
It's kind of fun looking back. Does this encourage you to use your cart any differently than you have been?
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. My answer is yes, but I think that I would like have to use Amazon differently entirely because I feel like what I use Amazon for is like when I know I want a thing that I know Amazon has because I've gotten it there before.
Okay.
I reorder. I don't know that I do a lot of like I feel like if I was spending more time kind of just like searching around and clicking around for things, I would use my cart more like this, you know?
Okay. And it encourages me to even be more into putting things in my cart because I really can, I can go back and track where I was. I like that.
Totally. I love that. Yeah.
There are different ways to journal, you know, and I'm always saying that.
This is actually what would get me – this is probably the only thing that could get me to take part in a journaling activity is like this exact thing.
Anything can be a journal.
I agree.
Really. You know? I actually really liked this because I have not looked through my cart before. Like, what, I don't spend that much time looking through this.
Does it let you sort it by, like, when you put it in there?
I don't think it does, but it falls in order.
It does. Okay. That's really cool. So you could, so like, go all the way to the end and see what the first thing
and
was.
Yeah. And that would be from, like, 2013 or whenever it was I started using Amazon. Interesting.
Thank you for opening up your diary to me and to the G-thanks
and heads. G-thanks heads. Yeah. You know, I'm just trying to be more vulnerable, you know?
Yeah. Like I said before, you're standing in your truth and you're showing this your whole self.
I really am. I would love to see how everyone else uses their cart.
Where are you on the Sally to Caroline cart spectrum is what I'd like to know.
Exactly. Are you a Sally? Are you a Caroline? Are you more of one, some of the other? Are you right in the middle?
Are you a Sally with Caroline rising?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Are you a Sally Moon and Caroline Sun? Are you a Sally Sun, Caroline Moon? We got to know. We really have to know. You know what's interesting is I don't – it did – adding all these things to cart, and I never ever went back and put them back in the cart to buy them. I think the psychology of what we were talking about actually really does ring true here.
I feel like you just totally like proved it. Have you right? Now looking through now, is there anything you're like, oh, I should totally buy that?
No.
Or are you like, nah, this can stay in the cart? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm like not taking it out of the cart. But
totally.
I will never take it out of the cart.
That's like that's like throwing a diary in the fireplace. Why would
exactly.
You do that?
Exactly. Right. I'm leaving this for history, really. Mm-hmm. For future
generations.
Exactly. Well, Sally, thanks for joining me. As always.
My pleasure. Loved it.
And I am very excited to see what everyone else says about where they fall on the spectrum. And we will link to the things that are in our carts that we talked about. And Sally, I do want you to consider the click chair. I just want you to give it some food for thought.
Oh, I just hit my mic. Sorry, everyone.
It's just like excitement.
I just got so
enthusiasm.
Excited I smacked my mic. I am totally going to think about the click chair. I think
perfect.
That it will come in really handy. Famously, I love to sit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And everyone's saying that.
Everyone's saying that. And I love things that are small and light and not annoying to carry around. So I think you're right. It has Sally written all over it.
It really does. All right. We will see you next week for another episode. And any last words, Sally?
I was going to.
Final thoughts?
My final thought is I had a no-cost recommendation.
Oh, please don't mind me. Tell me more.
Okay. Well, it might not be no cost. There's a hitch, Caroline.
Okay.
This is if you use a library or a library app.
Okay.
It's no cost. But if you don't, you will have to buy it.
Okay.
I listened to an audiobook called The It Girl by Ruth Ware. I would rate it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
However, the reason I'm recommending it is, now I don't know if you know this, Caroline, but people really like mysteries and true crime.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Because they're like you get to try to like solve the crime, and you know
you get taken on a ride. It's like, is the narrator trustworthy? You know,
exactly.
You don't know.
You get taken on a ride. You get to sort of consider who of the people you've been introduced to, who is a possible suspect. So the audiobook for The It Girl, the narrator is awesome and does all of these different voices really well. And it is a book where it is not true crime, but in the world of the book, it's a true crime. It's about basically a college student who is murdered and her friends' lives after that and trying to sort of piece together what happened. It's like, I feel like like I said, 6 out of 10, but if you want something that is like, will kind of keep you guessing mystery-wise and is like listenable because the narrator is awesome. Mm-hmm. It was a really fun listen. I had a couple of really long drives and I listened to it during that, which really kept me kept me engaged.
Nice.
This isn't a genre that I usually like partake in. And so I feel like I don't feel confident in my recommendation because there are people who are like real mystery heads who I think would be much more familiar with this writer and this genre and who would maybe be like, here's a better recommendation. And I welcome that response. But if you want something here's what it is. It is a good enough mystery, especially the audiobook. It's not going to blow your mind. It's probably mostly not going to let you down, but it is like a good enough mystery.
I also appreciate a good narrator because I think a lot of audiobook narrators are boring.
And that's the thing.
Hard to listen to on long drives because it kind of puts me to sleep and I don't want to be asleep at the wheel.
That's the thing. Or also there are some audiobook narrators who put a lot of mustard on it and it actually makes it really hard to listen to. And I think actually the reason I found this audiobook was in the audiobook subreddit, someone asked like who's a narrator where you'll listen to anything they've done, and they named this person, and that's why I got this from my Libby, my library app.
Yeah.
So highly, highly recommend.
I do love Libby. Okay. You've sold me on this, and I just finished Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries book on audio because I like listening to celebrities read their own books.
Oh, I love that too.
That's kind of the only Audible books I get. But if you think this is a good narrator, then I'll definitely listen.
I think it is. Now, is that like daddy as in father or daddy as in like culturally how we call
daddy? Daddy as in father. It's kind of his first diaries since having his son and his daughter.
Oh, cute. That sounds great.
Yeah, it's actually – I love Andy Cohen.
I don't really know that much about him. I know that he's the guy that does the reunions for Real Housewives, right?
Yeah, he's like the father of the housewives, essentially.
Got it.
Housewives daddy. But I mean, I love listening to celebrities read their own memoirs.
I do too. And actually, I have a request in Libby for the Jessica Simpson one, which you've recommended.
Oh my gosh. When is that? How much longer must you wait?
A while, because Libby is like, for some reason, it's like three copies. Yeah. 4,500 people waiting. So I think it's still going to be a little bit longer, but I'm excited for it to come in. I also heard that
worth the wait.
Someone recommended Mariah Carey's memoir too.
Yep, also
which
good.
She reads. It's good. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I can actually give you a list of all the good ones I've done. Ooh. Demi Moore's is really good.
Ooh, that's cool.
Demi Moore's is really good. What's another one that I thought was really, really wonderful? I have no idea. I'll have to check, but it is my favorite genre of audiobook. But yeah, I like Ruth Ware. I mean, I do. So I will.
Oh, you do? So you'd heard of her before?
Yeah, she's done like a ton. I mean, I love like a crime and a mystery. So, but I have not read nor listened to The It Girl. And I'd be
interested to know what you or other like mystery heads think kind of an initial foray for me
absolutely
into the genre. And I also, you know what? It kind of reminded me of season one of Veronica Mars, and I just because like
it's sold.
Yeah, I guess that's I won't say great anymore because it's a spoiler, but not a plot spoiler, but a spoiler in terms of like how the story is told, and I was really into that. So
okay,
yeah, but Caroline, will you not now, but at some point, recommend to me other like mysteries because I do like the genre and I want to get more into it.
Yeah, how about next episode is books?
Oh my god. So
we
good
haven't done books. I don't know that we've Let's done do books. Books.
I can't wait to
Let's
do books.
Let's do books. Wow. And it has been written. Next time you guys hear us, we will be talking about books.
Done and done.
Done and done. Sally, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for joining me.
And we'll see all of you next week for the book episode of GPS.
Hell yeah.
Just bought it. Bye.
Just booked it.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.